Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday morning, May the 14th, 2026. 5:14:26. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. What do we got now? 49 degrees and sunny skies in the Marion area. 70.7 degrees here in the studio. Do want to remind everybody tonight, the big Bravo competition over behind Bucci's on Center Street, 7 to 9 p.m. A lot of great local talent that you won't want to miss. Nothing like homegrown local performing. I've always said I'm fascinated with people in the arts because I have no talent in that way, musical ability or anything of that nature. So it's always fun to go in and listen and be a part of an event like that. Tonight, behind Bucci's on Center Street, 7 to 9 p.m. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything you'd like to say in regard to anything going on in the city, we had City Councilman at Large and Head of the Finance Committee, Aaron Rollins, on in hour number one this morning. Discussed about every issue going on in the city right now, from the annexation of the land across from Logan Tire for the Dollar General store, to the city's financial issues, to decorum issues that are being discussed in council right now, committee, to council possibly going to four-year terms. Now, I did think it was interesting in the decorum conversation in which Aaron talked about the meetings not being controlled by the council president, which I have said for a long time. I think if the council president had a grasp on the meetings like past council presidents, I think there may not be an issue with decorum. So I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why this is an issue. And maybe we'll find out as time goes along. But who's going to enforce these rules if the decorum rules are passed? I mean, isn't it going to fall back on the council president? I mean, I think it's an interesting position to be in. If anybody's got any thoughts, 740-383-9944. Okay, well, what else were we talking about yesterday? We were talking about how a lot of this stuff came about in 1968, and it would be interesting to know what was going on in Marion in 1968, because certainly around the country it was a rough year. The assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. and the assassination of Bobby Kennedy when he was running for president. There was a presidential election that year, which Nixon won. There was the Democratic Convention protest over the Vietnam War in Chicago, in which Chicago was nearly burned to the ground. You know, it was a rough year in 1968. So maybe that's why a lot of these rules or lack of rules were put into place by City Council during that particular time. Maybe just an idea. We did learn from Aaron that apparently the bus rate increase that may be asked for on Monday may be nearly a doubling of the bus fare increase, bus fares in general. That would be the increase. So that's interesting in and of itself. By the way, I should mention Linda Sims will be on today live when I wrap up this program, 10:15 to 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. So all that good stuff coming up. We did have this shooting in Marion yesterday. You know, it's a tragedy when something like that happens, when a 16-year-old boy is shot and has to be life-flighted to Grant Hospital. That's not something good. And as I was saying last hour, We have just got to be better at reporting what we know and not scaring people. Because I think scaring people is a real thing. And when you scare people, maybe it does drive them to other cities and other jobs. This is not the best look to have for the city of Marion. This is not the best look for any city to have. You want people to have confidence in their city and confidence in their leaders, elected officials, so they would not leave the city for higher ground. You know, you want everybody to get the services that they need, police and fire, but when you're down so many officers, that can be rough. That certainly can be a trick, not the easiest thing in the world. So here we are. And you know, the decorum conversation still is an interesting one, because who decides what is proper and what is not proper? Who decides what's on topic and what's not on topic? Who decides what is an acceptable tone and what is not an acceptable tone? You know, these are all very subjective ideas. So I guess that'll all come out in the wash, but that's where we are right now. And if anybody's got any thoughts on any of this, feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, aside from that, there was something on the tip of my tongue there that I was going to bring up, and I cannot remember what it was now. You know, this is why I have to write things down. Now, yesterday, if you didn't tune into the program, I had a bottle of pop up on the desk during the break yesterday. Now, thank God I was spared this today. But I had a bottle of pop up on the desk, and I knocked it over, and I set it up on the desk, and for some reason, I decided to open it during the program. And when I opened it, it just sprayed everywhere. Sprayed all over the paperwork, sprayed all over the desk, went everywhere. I had to use every napkin around. And so the paper that I have a few items written down on is a little bit pop-stained today, but it's dry, so I guess we have to take that as a win. Just popped in my head. See, if you wait long enough, that stuff drops back in your head. A lot of people talking about the development in Marion, which we talk a lot about on this program, a lot of people really asking a lot of questions about the Culver's going in front of Meyer. That is a big topic of conversation with people. Matter of fact, somebody asked me about that last night. A lot of people interested in the gas station that is going to be built on Route 95 in front of Kroger. Apparently, according to Kroger, in the parking lot there where Kroger is on Route 95, in the Eastland Town Center with Walmart and all the other businesses. Of course, we've got the Goodwill here on Delaware Avenue. We've got the Starbucks on Delaware Avenue being built. We've got Lazy's downtown. We've got Witt's downtown on the corner of Church and Main. We've got, you know, I remembered Lazy's today, and I'm trying, without looking at any screens, to remember what the name of the place is on the end that sent the truck. I always want to go to barbecue, but I don't think it's a barbecue place. Okay, I've already forgotten again. What is the name of the place? I'm going to have to write this down on the paper so I don't keep forgetting the name of Oxbees. See, I know there's a B in it. Oxbees, which is not open yet, but they have sent food trucks there. And apparently the food truck sold out last week. Oh, you know something I did want to talk about? Here's something I wanted to talk about this morning. You know, it's the 250th anniversary of the country coming up here on July the 4th. And there was this big discussion at the beginning of the year about who were the well-known people who were going to be profiled by the Marion Star. And I believe the first person they profiled was Mary Ellen Withrow, and I don't think anybody had any arguments with that. And it was a very nice article. But I have not seen a single other person profiled. Has anybody seen anybody else profiled in the Marion Star since then about in regard to the 250th anniversary of the country? Now, I think they're being profiled somewhere on social media, but I remember at the time they were, I think they were supposed to profile Dr. Frederick Smith, who started the Smith Clinic. I think they were supposed to profile Charlie Evers here from the radio station. I think, I would imagine President Harding was on that list. But I never saw any of these profiles in the newspaper. I never saw anything like that. Has anybody else seen those? I mean, maybe they're online somewhere, but I certainly haven't seen them in the paper. Now, again, I don't subscribe to the paper, and every so often I do look at it on the news rack, but I haven't seen any profiles like that. Has anybody seen these profiles other than the one they did on Mary Ellen, which kicked off the year? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what's funny? We had that conversation about who is a well-known person and who's a celebrity and who's this and who's that at the beginning of the year. Now, it's kind of funny because this year, in a way, we've had this conversation, not necessarily about those people, but we've had this conversation about the cult of celebrity. People seem to want to be known. We have it with the guy who drives around town every so often. What's his name? The foodie guy. Adam had him on his show a few weeks ago. And he tries to promote businesses, but I think he does it through furthering his own name, which, again, nothing wrong with that. And apparently he got into a spat. Somebody told me about this. Apparently he got into a spat with a resident of Marion. I don't know the particulars of this story, but it was a woman, and she was criticizing him, and he didn't like it, so he took the messages and put them out there to criticize her, and then she responded because she had heard that he was criticizing her. I don't know. It was a big circular thing, as far as I know. But, you know, this whole cult of celebrity is very, very strange. Wanting to be a well-known person, and what constitutes a well-known person, I don't really know what the litmus test is for that. I mean, a lot of these people are fine, but usually what happens in a situation like this, if somebody's no longer around, usually they have an advocate. They have somebody, possibly a family member, possibly somebody who knew them very well, who is still promoting them. And that's why they get profiled. A lot of people who don't have family members or advocates and who are no longer with us, they usually don't get profiled because nobody brings their name up. And once you're gone, people forget very quickly that you were once around here doing things for a long time. So I'm still not sure that these were the right people to choose. I think some of them were. But I guess it turned into a moot point because I haven't seen any of them profiled in the Marion Star after Mary Ellen was profiled. And if anybody knows any different, let me know. 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind. 27 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, May the 14th, 2026, graduation time of the year, 740-383-9944. Which also brings us into a conversation we were having earlier in the week, which I still am not going to pretend like I fully understand this conversation that we had, but it was a fun conversation to have. I think we had it 2 days this week. I do not understand the idea of a work spouse. I don't understand the idea of a work mother, work father, work uncle. I really don't understand these things. The people you work with, I think, are mostly just the people you work with. And again, I like to get people's opinion on these things. So last night, again, I was with a group and I was asking them, I said, did you ever have somebody who you worked with who you felt in a motherly way or a fatherly way or a spousal way with? And I don't think anybody last night said yes. So I don't think I'm the only oddity in this area. Work spouse, work mother, work father. Near as I can tell, the best definition of this, somebody you ask advice with, maybe somebody you share things with. I'm not really sure. Does anybody want to add anything to that particular conversation? That was a leftover conversation from earlier in the week. 740-383-9944. That's the number, 740-383-9944. I just don't know. You know, most of the conversations that I have, no matter where I am, whether I'm at work or whether I'm somewhere and somebody comes up and talks to me, the conversation is usually around current events things. It's not an advice conversation. And I'm not really sharing anything personal with anybody. And a matter of fact, there have been a lot of people over the years who I have worked with who criticize me for not sharing anything personal. But what in the world am I going to share personally at work? I guess I just don't feel the need to vent that way at work. Now, some people do. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in the world now where people talk about emotional cheating and people stuff in clouds and things that you write never seem to go away, I don't know. There's nothing all that personal that I want to share with somebody. Not that I can think of. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, a lot of people socialize with people that they work with. You know, I don't know how many people meet their spouse.
Yes.
So yeah. You don't think there's no closeness between some people like that?
No, I think there is, and I think socializing is what I just described that I do with people. Hey, you know, how about the weather? What do you think's going on in the city? Have you read this book? You know, I think I do that. That's socialization. But I don't go in and say, oh, man, I've got this thing going on in my life. What do you think about it? That's what I don't do.
And what about somebody else thinking that way about you?
He's
my big brother.
Well, yes. You know? Well, and I do think I have those relationships. I'm just saying, in my experience, like the two people that were mentioned earlier this week, we had the one lady call in and say, well, didn't you have a fatherly relationship with Charlie? And it kind of came up that I didn't know that was coming up that day. But no.
Now, you act like just because you haven't had that, that don't exist.
No, somebody could have it. I'm not saying that. I mean, clearly, the whole reason I told that story was because there was a lady at work who at Christmas time, somebody did feel was their work mother and work grandmother. So I know it happens. But the question was, when they threw it back on me, because this woman is older than I am, don't you feel that way toward her? And I said, no, I mean, we don't have that type of relationship. We talk about, we commiserate about work. We talk about current events. I would say I'm close with this person because I've worked with her a long time. But it's not a mother type of a relationship at all.
No, but you got to understand that there's a lot of people that go to work and they don't have much ways to socialize with other people. They don't go to the bars. They don't go to bingo. You know, they don't. So, you know, people can get close by, you know, people they work with.
Oh, and I think that's fine, and absolutely I have seen...
Just because you don't doesn't mean it don't... There can't be a work mother or, you know, something like that. You act like, you know, that, ooh, God, that's strange. Why would...
Well, no, I'm not really trying to say that, because I have seen that. I mean, obviously, I've seen people date in the workplace. I mean, this is not an uncommon thing. I guess what I'm saying is I never really saw the need for that, because it just would be an awkward situation for me. I don't go to work expecting to have... that type
right, but
of a close...
Right, but you don't go to work, you know, doesn't mean somebody else, you know a lot of people. You know a lot of, you know, people, you know, Mary Ellen Withrow and the mayor and Robert Landon, you know, that's your best book right there. You know, and all kinds of people. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have the opportunity to socialize and be around, you know, quite the number of people you got. And for that to be something like, ew, God, can that happen?
No. I here's the difference. And I think we described it the other day. Is that I'm not saying it's a bad thing. If you need that emotional support in the workplace, maybe because you're not getting it someplace else, I have no problem with that. That's fine. If you want to refer to this person as your work mother or your work brother or work spouse or whatever, that's fine.
I don't think you have to really refer to people like that. I mean, it is what it is. I mean.
Well, yeah, and that's...
If you get along and you feel good, you respect that person, and you kind of respect the way they have been in life, what they do in life, and you want to say, yeah, I want to be like that person some, too.
Yes,
that's fine, but you don't have to have terms for it.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is it seems to be age-related. Because I know the reason the lady at work is considered work mother is her age. If she were not that age, she would not be considered that. And I don't know that age should give you that edge. And also, and I know that's why they were asking Matt about Charlie, because he was significantly older than I was.
And you, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we had a father-son relationship, because we didn't. So,
but, you know, the softball teams. What do most of the softball teams have in common? It's placers from that company that the employees there, you know, they're friendly. They decide to get a game going, you know, get a team going, you know. Maybe they all work for the telephone company. Or maybe they all work for the restaurant downtown or something, but that's how a lot of those teams give is work people.
Well, and you had brought up earlier in the week, you thought that I had a good relationship with Abby. And I'm not saying that I don't have a good relationship with her, but she just became a character on this show because I mentioned her name. She came on quite a bit in the early days.
Two couldn't needle each other a little bit like that, you wouldn't be friends.
Well, I don't
friends
think she can
do that, you know, to one another a lot of times too.
But she's,
so that, you know, she's just not somebody you talk to occasionally when you walk past her on the street or at Walmart or something like that. You guys, I know you guys went to Starbucks for it because you called that a cult, and she don't think so.
Well, that's true. But see, now that, see, exactly, but we don't do a lot of things together. But the thing of it is she has that weird personality, which I like weird. I weird is not a bad thing. I'm not using that as a bad terminology. But she's a very combative person.
Would you consider her a friend?
No, I'm not saying I don't consider her a friend. I'm just saying you would hear more about her on this show than a normal friendship that I had. Because a normal friendship, there's nothing odd to talk about. I mean, what am I going to come on and say, hey, I had a conversation with somebody last night, it was perfectly fine and normal and fine. The reason she got more play is because she was very combative to everything that I said. And she is very argumentative. And even if she knew I was right, she would not admit it. So that is a quirk that I can have fun with and play with. So and that's why...
She does that to you, too.
Like, she does. She does.
And, you know, things that you say, I mean, she does that, you know, that way with you, too.
Right, right. And so she has that quirk. So that's why you know more about her. And also, she used to listen to the show every day. I don't think that she does anymore. Again, another quirk of hers. But, you know, she had that quirk. So she was easy to talk about because...
Stuff like that, you know, like... needle each other and...
Well, let me give you an example. Okay, you remember when she and Michelle used to come in here, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I met them at almost exactly the same time in my life. We all worked together, and we met at almost exactly the same time. Now, you never heard me say much about Michelle or have that type of relationship with her, because even though my relationship with her... It was just much more normal. She wasn't argumentative. She didn't disagree with everything I said. She wasn't hostile in that way. So there's just nothing to talk about. But I've known her the same amount of time. I still see her. I still enjoy her. She's fine.
You don't go out to Starbucks and stuff like that with her as much as you would, Abby. I mean,
no, but I would.
Oh, yeah, but the... You know, it just doesn't happen.
Well, Abby's just got
a
lot more problems. Let's be honest.
You're nicer to these girls. You're like President Trump calling all these girls.
No! No. No, no, no. Wait a second. No. She's fine. I think she's fine. I think Abby's fine. I'm just saying that she, if you knew her, you would see, Matt has been in the room. Matt didn't know her from Adam when he first met her. And she came in the studio the first time. Do you remember when her and Matt got in an argument when they had not even met? Because she didn't like that he would not refer to an elder as Mrs. or Mr.?
Yeah, I remember
that. Okay, that's her. That's her personality. She picks fights with people, and I don't know why she does it. I don't know where that came from, but it's just a trait to make fun of, and it's a trait to make light of, and she knows that. So, you know, I mean, it's just quirky things. If you're quirky, yeah, but she's also up, I mean, gosh, if I say anything about anything she writes, you know, good Lord, she has a conniption. Most people aren't like that.
Yeah, but, you know, that's why I say, you know, you find a work mother or work friend or whatever, you know, a little bit unusual, but many people make friends and...
Oh, I have a lot of friends at work.
And all kinds of stuff by the people they socialize with
now here,
at work.
Here's an interesting thing. Now, this comes from one of our listeners. It says, it's not age, it's behavior. A work mom could be the same age as you. She is motherly in her behavior. She is the one handing out Kleenex, Tylenol, and advice, I think is what that is. Well, okay, maybe, but I certainly don't have anybody handing me any Kleenex or Tylenol or advice.
Well, you have the hard stuff, fentanyl and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I just...
And about these drive-by shootings, now... It's high time that we don't treat minors like they can do anything they want. These minors that are involved in these drive-by shootings need to have the same punishment that an adult has. We can't keep babying them around and keep having this stuff.
Well, I would agree.
I don't know if anybody else feels different or if anybody else wants to call me nuts. Go ahead.
Well, no, I think a lot of people feel that way, but
some
I don't...
People might want to call me a shut-in invalid. Yeah, whatever you want to say. Go ahead.
Now, see, now wait a second. Now, see, because that person did something most people probably would not do, said that to you, you remember it more. Now, it doesn't mean it's your favorite person, obviously not, but... See, that's the same thing I'm talking about with Abby. It's not that I'm talking about her more because she's my favorite person. It's just because she has an offbeat personality.
I don't dislike that guy. I mean, I do think he can be a relatively smart guy, but he comes off all the time like the man that knows it all. And he says things that sometimes like being a racist or can't never disprove, you know, a Trump or something like that. You know, that's when you talk about being, you know, betraying yourself with this Einstein genius like Trump does, then you have to take it when, you know, when the people... You know, put you in the spot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, isn't it...
I mean, he says something... How long now has it... Love Your City, or what was the other...
Pure Marion.
Yeah, oh, that's a new one now, but, you know...
Here's all I'm saying.
Not time for prime time or something like that.
Right, but see... That's it. I mean, whether you like it or dislike it, much like with the people I'm talking about, it is out of the ordinary. You don't talk about the television that works. You talk about the television that's...
That doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. So, that's what it is. You're going to hear more... It doesn't mean you're closer with these people or you have a better relationship with them. It just means...
Or that you hate them or anything like that.
No, you don't hate them either. It's just that their quirky personality is more of a...
If somebody says something racist or something, you know, I'll make a comment about it, you know?
Right, it's just, it's a quirky personality. Now,
yeah.
you know what I think is very interesting is that you mentioned Mary Ellen earlier. And now, Mary Ellen and I, nobody would doubt, have a very good friendship. But nobody says, you know, oh, is Mary Ellen like a mother figure to you? Well, no, she's not. She knows that. We're just friends. We talk
about... Yeah, but don't you think that she kind of... Remind you of your grandmother or something sometimes?
No, I really don't see it, but that's an age thing. And again, this is where I think it comes back to age.
I mean, older women, you know, used to make me think of my grandmother, but not so much anymore because I'm getting to be that old.
Well, no, it's just, it's the presentation to me. If Mary Ellen came in and was talking about baking pies and crocheting, well, yeah, maybe that would be the case, but she doesn't. She comes in talking about, did you see what happened in the news? Did you see this? Did you see that? And she can be very funny, and she has great stories about her time in Washington. That's a friend.
That's one nice thing with Mary Ellen. She can be... witty and funny, you know?
Well, she is. She's a... Yeah. I mean, people who don't know her well don't realize how funny she is.
But if you get her on a serious topic, she can be, you know...
Well, I'll tell you...
She's about it, too. Not be serious and funny.
Right. I'll give you a little preview of where she's a very funny person. We taped an episode of the television program last night with Mike Larson, the man who's been on with Jay Leno, stand-up comedian and writer, and Mary Ellen and Matt and myself. And during the episode, we were talking about Governor Celeste's endorsement of Amy Acton very early on in the campaign. And, of course, Governor Celeste wrote his memoir a couple years ago in which he talked about having a sex addiction. So during the episode, we're talking about Dick Celeste's endorsement of Amy Acton and how abnormal that was. And during the episode, Mary Ellen said, well, you know, he does like women. Now that's Mary Ellen Withrow at the age and stage of life she's in now, and we all died laughing because it came from her. And so she's a friend. I mean, it's not grandmother or mother. It's a friend. It's just a person you like to conversate with.
What's unique about Mary Ellen too is she did a lot of this stuff back when that really wasn't what women did.
Well, that's right, and that's why I'm glad. Has anybody else seen these articles in the newspaper that were supposed to appear? I never saw any of them.
Except I don't get the newspaper.
I saw Mary Ellen's, and that was it. And all the rest.
You could get on the computer. They got a free spot on the Marion Star you can read, I guess.
I don't know. I just think these things are all very interesting. I think, you know, it's good to get away from politics every so often and talk about these little picadillos in life, and this is one of those that I just don't, it's just something I don't have, but I consider a lot of people at work friends. Friendship is not a problem. It's just, I don't think of them as a mother or a father or a spouse.
Yeah, but some people do, though, you know, so.
And if they do, good for them.
Think a lot different than me, too, as long as they don't, you know, carry it to where they want to rule what people do. You know, they should be content to what they're doing and not worry about somebody else.
Right, right, and God bless them with whatever goes on with them.
Yep.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
See ya.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think it's an interesting topic, and obviously we've had many conversations about it this week, and it is a little different than talking current events, which I think is a good thing. 49 minutes past the hour here, and again, phone lines are open if you'd like to buzz in, 740-383-9944. And I want to remind you that Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up next, 10:15 to 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1. But don't you think somebody with a quirky personality, if they do things that are out of the ordinary, you probably do talk about them more? Not because you like them any more than anybody else. It's just because they're doing abnormal things. And somebody who's always argumentative, that's not particularly normal, and it's kind of fun, so you go with it, but especially when it's genuine. But I don't think you like them more than you like anybody else. Normal relationships in life are probably something you don't talk about, I don't even want to get into the work spouse thing, because I think that could be there could be a danger there in a lot of ways. I'm not sure that would be the best route to go, but you never know. If you want to get in today on the conversation on anything, feel free. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour. A little bit of lighter conversation here in hour number two. But fun conversation nonetheless. But just to be clear, if you want to have those relationships with people at work, go ahead. If you want advice or a Kleenex or something like that from somebody, go ahead. I mean, I think that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying I had never had that relationship with somebody, but that could be my personality. You know, I think if somebody, you know what's interesting? A lot of people come to work sometimes crying. Now, if somebody comes to work crying, you're probably going to think that that person's a little more sensitive than other people. So you are going to treat them a little differently, and maybe that would be in a more maternal or paternal way. So if somebody doesn't share a whole lot, and somebody isn't crying, and somebody isn't complaining about the problems going on in their life, you know, you're probably not going to have that type of relationship with them. Which, again, I think it's all very psychological. I think it's all very sociological, and probably there's probably a little bit of philosophy in there as well. But isn't it interesting? 740-383-9944. Feel free to weigh in this morning if there's anything on your mind. 52 coming up on 53 minutes past the hour. You can talk about this. You can talk about anything going on with the city. You can talk about any of the new businesses. Oh, we heard that there was possibly a Circle K coming to 309 in Paul Lane, the corner there. Now, I don't think we've got any confirmation on that particular project yet, but you never know what's coming until it just about happens, and then we learn. And I was talking yesterday about did anybody else see this Richard Simmons documentary by Diane Sawyer on ABC on Tuesday night? Holy mackerel. Now there's somebody who needed a work mother or a work father or a work spouse or something. But here's a guy, you know, Mr. Fitness, and apparently being so there for other people kind of wore him out. And he had to go into seclusion for a decade. For 10 years, the man was in seclusion. So maybe he was people's father or spouse or parental figure in life, and apparently it sucked his personality dry to where he had to go into seclusion for 10 years. But what a good documentary that was. Did anybody else see that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on that or anything else. And I think we've mentioned it this morning, but again, important to mention, community events. The Bravo event going on tonight, 7 to 9, at the establishment behind Bucci's on Center Street. Big event, lots of singing, local talent, entertainment. Hey, it's good to go somewhere and be entertained. Like a little bit of a show club, maybe. In New York or Chicago or a place like that, you go in weeknight, you see some great entertainment. Certainly nothing wrong with that. I wasn't able to attend the Bobby Floyd show last night at Harding. Did anybody attend that? I hope it went very well. Some of the things I saw this morning on social media seemed to think that it went very well. Oh, and another thing I wanted to talk about this morning with about 5 minutes left in the program, under 5 minutes now. You know, the gas prices are coming down a little bit. We're at somewhere around $4.75 right now. That's much better than where it was at the beginning of the week, near $5. But how much is this going to impact a lot of the America 250 celebrations coming up? How is this going to impact what people do this summer? Things like the Aquatic Center, things like Zumbezi Bay, things like Cedar Point, you know, where you have to drive and pay to get in a lot of these places. What's the impact going to be with the gasoline prices and prices in the store, prices at restaurants, things of that nature? How's that all going to shake out? 740-383-9944. Is this going to be good? I don't know how it could be, but I don't know. I guess you can have an optimistic attitude and hope for the best. You know, sometimes I think that's the best possible thing you can have. You just got to be an optimist in life. You got to say, okay, this situation is not good, but more than likely, it's going to get better. You know, I see it as a situation that possibly is not great, but the more I work on it, hopefully it will get better. And that's much better than the pessimistic approach, which is it's going to get worse. Now, it always could get worse, but I think thinking it does not help. That's all I know. Now, We're down to the final 2.5 minutes here. So if you've been thinking about calling in, now would be the time to do it before we run out of time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this Thursday morning. A little bit of a chilly Thursday morning, 50 degrees, sunny skies here in the Marion area. As we head into Friday, tomorrow we'll be on from 8:15 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The longer day that we do on Friday, Matt should be in the studio tomorrow, so maybe we'll get his opinion on a lot of these things going on. Then we'll be on tomorrow night from 8:15 until 10 p.m. Friday night show's always a lot of fun. Last week we had Barney Frank on, who's in hospice care in his home. That was interesting. That was something that wasn't planned last Friday. And then Matt does his show, which is usually a combination of sports and politics, on Friday night from 10:15 until 11 p.m. So we've got a full slate of things, and who knows what will pop up on the show tomorrow. You never know what's going to come out of left field. You know what? Maybe we'll find out if Matt has a work mother, or a work spouse, or a work father, or something of that nature. Heaven knows that conversation we had last week in regard to Mother's Day was not exactly right up his alley, but maybe he will have softened. And maybe we'll find out what he did for Mother's Day. Did his mother get a gift card? Did things turn out okay? You never know. See, there's a good cliffhanger. You got to tune in tomorrow to find out if all this stuff happened or went the proper way. And I'm sure there'll be more news between now and then. I'm sure the news cycle will just keep churning away, and something will happen this afternoon, this evening, that we'll be talking about tomorrow morning on this program. That's the great thing about the news cycle. It just keeps on going. Voice of a People with Linda Sims is coming up immediately following this program today, after the news, weather, and obituaries, and then Adam the Computer Guy today at 12:15 on WGH Talk. It's been a great day. Want to thank Aaron Rollins, City Council at Large, for joining us in hour number one. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI Weasel Boy.